And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. Texas A&M International University classes will be closed and classes suspended for the Thanksgiving holiday starting Wednesday, November 25th. Offices reopen and classes resume Monday, November 30th. The Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library will open Sunday, November 29th. The last TAMU student fee hearing is set for Monday, November 30th at 5:30 p.m. in Rec Center 131. The flat rate recreation sports fee would create the current per semester credit hour fee to a flat $48 fee per semester, resulting in no increase and, in some cases, a fee reduction for students taking 12 hours or more, about 59% of TAMU students in an average semester. The fee will provide for the purchase and maintenance of equipment in the university's popular recreation center. The fee may also be used for the future construction of intramural fields or sports facilities such as racquetball courts available to all students. The food service area expansion and remodel fee increases the student center fee by $3 per semester credit hour and the cap to 15 semester credit hours. It will be used to remodel the area currently occupied by the bookstore into a larger food service area in order to provide better service and increase seating. By law, student centers can only be built or remodeled with student center fees, not state fees. After the hearings have concluded, currently enrolled students will cast their votes online beginning at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, December 1st, concluding at 11:59 p.m. on Thursday, December 3rd. If the fees are passed, they will take effect fall 2010. Choirs will sing, dancers will dance, hot chocolate will flow, and empanadas will entice, while children take their pictures with Santa Claus and remind him they've been good at the traditional TAMU Christmas tree lighting ceremony Tuesday, December 1st, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the front lawn of the Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library. This event is free and open to the public. The event is being organized by the TAMU Campus Activity Board, the Office of Student Affairs, and the Office of Recruitment and School Relations. The 8th Annual Guitarras de Navidad Recital is set for Friday, December 4th at 8 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Sponsored by the TAMU College of Arts and Sciences, the Department of Fine and Performing Arts, and co-sponsored by the Women's City Club, this event is free and open to the public. A donation, however, toward a special student travel abroad fund to study Spanish and flamenco guitar in Madrid and Seville will be greatly appreciated. The program draws from the sounds of the season and features the TAMU Classical Guitar Ensemble, directed by Dr. Gilberto Di Soto, Professor of Music Education. There will also be a special performance by the TAMU Choir, directed by Dina Crabtree, TAMU Instructor of Music and Voice. For a list of upcoming arts events, click on tamu.edu/coas/fpa/coe, or for a recorded weekly calendar, please call 956-326-ARTS. Youth violence, from homicide to lesser forms of aggressive behavior such as bullying, is the topic of the next Texas National Guard Professional Development Course offered by the TAMU Border Studies Institute. The seminar is scheduled for Thursday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. in the Fernando A. Salinas Lecture Room. The lecture will also be available online. It is free and open to the public, but first responders are highly encouraged to attend. Texas Commission on Law Enforcement Officer Standards and Education Training Hours will be awarded to law enforcement who attend. This course is presented as part of a comprehensive program designed to provide the training and expertise required for personnel working to secure the nation's southern border. Partners include TAMU, the Texas National Guard, Laredo Community College, and various federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. For more information, please contact Dr. Claudia E. San Miguel at 956-326-2529 or email csanmiguel@tamu.edu. Now in its 13th year and a local favorite tradition, the TAMU Ballet Folkloricos Las Posadas has expanded to two nights and moved to a new venue. Las Posadas is scheduled for Saturday, December 5th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 6th at 4 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater. General admission is $5 and free for children ages 10 and younger. The event features performances by the TAMU Ballet Folklorico performing dances from different regions in Mexico. The TAMU Ballet Folklorico Juvenil and the TAMU Mariachi Internacional, directed by Jerry Quintero, will also perform. Pay only $1 at the Friday, November 27th men's basketball game against Weber International University. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. at the Kinesiology Convocation Building on campus. For additional information on TAMU athletics, visit godustdevils.com.
You've been listening to ITAMEU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tameu.edu or click on www.tameu.edu. Thanks for listening.